WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Everyday Stoicism. Today, we're diving into something super crucial, especially in this crazy world we live in, creating a safe space for personal growth. Ever feel like you're surrounded by noise, distractions, and opinions that just pull you in a million different directions? You know that feeling when your inner voice is trying to whisper, "Hey, I need to explore this," but the outside world screams, "No, stick with what's familiar." That's why building a safe space for yourself is so vital. It's your sanctuary where you can be vulnerable, experiment, and truly blossom into the best version of yourself. Think about it like this. Personal growth is a journey, not a destination. And just like any good adventure, it requires a solid foundation. That's what we're talking about today, laying down the groundwork for that unshakable space where you can explore your thoughts, feelings, and desires without judgment or fear. First things first. Define what safe means to you. Is it physical? Emotional? Mental? Maybe it's a combination of all three. For some, it might mean carving out a quiet corner in the home where they can meditate or journal undisturbed. Others might find solace in nature, taking walks in the woods or simply sitting under a tree and listening to the birds. Whatever it looks like, make sure it's something that truly nourishes your soul. Next up, cultivate self-compassion. Now, I know what you're thinking, easy for you to say, Dylan. But seriously, folks, be kind to yourselves. We all stumble and fall on our journeys. It's part of the process. When you mess up, because trust me, you will don't beat yourself up about it. Instead, acknowledge it, learn from it, and move on with grace. Remember, you're human, not a robot. Mistakes are inevitable, but growth comes from embracing them. Speaking of growth, surround yourself with supportive people who encourage your evolution. We all need those individuals in our lives who see us for who we truly are, the good, the bad, and the messy. They're the ones who celebrate our triumphs, offer a shoulder to lean on during tough times, and challenge us to become better versions of ourselves. Let's talk boundaries. Setting clear limits is crucial when it comes to creating a safe space. This means saying no to things that drain you, protect your time, and prioritize your well-being. It's not selfish, it's self-care. Remember, you can't pour from an empty cup. You need to fill yourself up first before you can give to others. Lastly, don't be afraid to experiment. Step outside of your comfort zone, try new things, and see what resonates with you. This could involve taking a class, starting a new hobby, or simply trying a different approach to a familiar task. Remember, personal growth is about continuous exploration and discovery. So keep a curious spirit alive. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're feeling overwhelmed by work deadlines, family commitments, and social pressure. The constant noise around you is starting to wear you down. But then you remember your safe space, a quiet corner in your home where you can light a candle, sip on some herbal tea, and journal your thoughts and feelings. In that moment of stillness, you find clarity, peace, and the strength to tackle whatever challenges come your way. That's the power of creating a safe space for personal growth. It's your anchor in the storm, your refuge when things get tough, and your launching pad for all the incredible things you're capable of achieving. So my friends, take some time today to reflect on what a safe space means to you. What are the steps you can take to cultivate that sense of security and openness within yourself? Remember, this isn't about building walls. It's about creating an inner sanctuary where you can be your most authentic self, free from judgment and full of potential. Want to share your thoughts? Hit me up on social media, leave a comment below, I want to hear from you. And as always, keep striving for that personal growth, one step at a time. Until next time, stay strong, stay focused, and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.